Stage 26, Herzogsburg. The ruined castle still to be seen on Hohentwiel dates back for the most part to the Württemberg period. However, the remains of the 12th century Ritterburg are concealed inside this, as is the round arched door at the west wall built by the Herren von Singeltwiel. There are a few remains visible in the building material of the successors, the Herren from Klingen, as well as the Herren from Klingenberg, who lived on Hohentwiel from 1300 to the transfer to Württemberg. There are three arrow slits, as they used to be called, on the inside of the eastern part, and these are actually in the original wall. There's nothing more to be seen of the 10th century castle inhabited by Herzog Burkhard von Schwaben and his wife Hadwig, and equally little of the monastery they founded, Kloster St. Georg. It is probable that these buildings on the peak were not lived in. One day, perhaps, archaeological excavations might answer our questions.
The remaining walls of the Herzog's castle date back to the building of Herzog Ulrich von Württemberg and his son, Herzog Christoph, who built a residence in the Renaissance style. The royal master builder was Oberlin Tretsch, who was responsible for all royal buildings the length and breadth of the land. He personally led the building program at Herzog Castle on Hohentwiel between 1552 and 1556, and also planned and supervised the construction of the ancient castle in Stuttgart from 1553. Although the royal castle at Hohentwiel was built according to the standards of the time, it was rarely lived in by the dukes or their families. Between 1600 and 1800, a mere four visits were made by Württemberg dukes to Hohentwiel.